If you can, like, add hair.
Okay.
We're live, guys.
Floretinos and my skin.
Whatever you want. Touch ups.
Who's doing it? Your wife doing it?
From YouTube? How does it work?
Okay, guys, we're live. Good work, everybody. We're actually on time this week for Chiddush. We're really blessed and we're really lucky to have Eitan Katz in the house. And we have his shamish.
Brother-in-law.
We got brother-in-law?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's nice. I didn't know that. Gershon Braun in the house. Okay, here we go. Such energy in this room. I don't know what it is in this room, or I'm sure you guys are always like this. It's just, we start off in a bang.
Must be Crown Heights.
Let's do another one of this.
Hey?
Let's do another one.
Another one?
Hi, Elia. Shmei Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hakel, Adi Eliyahu, Nei Eliyahu, Shmei Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hakel, Ayay Bei Meira Yavo Eliyahu, Hey Mashiach, Hey Mashiach Ben. Hey,
definitely got me on. We got some water. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. אפשר להביא מים בבקשה, של איזה יפה סינגר. Oh, Shahako. So Ethan, tell us about yourself. Tell us about yourself. When did you start doing this?
I've been singing since I'm a little kid. Singing, my father is a famed chazan, Baruch Hashem, from Los Angeles. Grew up in L.A. and lived in Israel for a part of my childhood.
Wow.
And then came back to L.A. to end off my childhood. And then, Baruch Hashem, the Yonet Yisrael, learning Yonet Yisrael, learning in Maryland. I live in Far Rockaway right now.
Wow.
And yeah, this is Baruch Hashem, music, Negunim.
That's a really special chevret. Yeah. If you look at any clip, you'll see Eitan with a large group of chevret. Today, where it's like we're just here in the studio, nobody's here, but usually it's a full crowd, full house, and there's something so incredible when you're performing and there's so many people just singing the same niggun and enjoying. That's real aftos. That's really bringing simcha to Yidden, bringing aftos to Yidden. Is there any song that you composed? Because actually there's a song that we did a few weeks ago.
Yeah?
Yeah,
on the Komsitz thing?
Yeah, we did it for Yitzi Horowitz a few weeks ago.
Which one?
It was Lamancha.
Oh, Lamancha, okay. Let's do it.
This is a song composed by Eitan.
Lamancha Elohim Avaykeinu Baba, I can't.
You could start requesting any songs that you like.
Oh, people
you
do
want anything? Yeah, people request live. And if they hear anything like the guitar should be louder, this should be lower. Sometimes people like to comment that on a private
message. My tie's in the right place. One second.
Yeah, you could say anything.
I'm in Crown Heights. We don't wear ties over here, right?
Yeah, people wear ties here. Yeah, yeah.
Di di da di da 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 la la di da di da da la la.
You know this one? Now you do.
This nigga from Somewhere deep, deep in the heart. Oh, wow. This is from Ethan's heart, Hevre. Yeah. You know, we really, really feel your heart. Your heart is like, you know, some singers, when they sing, I feel like they're hugging the whole world. And that's what I feel like when you're singing. It's just, you got everybody. You got everybody in there.
Baruch Hashem, that's the plan.
Avinu kolonu ke'echad, Hevre. This is the biggest bracha. You know, one of the things in Dayenu, it says, so what's the big thing? Let's say Hashem brought us the Hasina. So what's, if He didn't give us the Torah, so what's the point of the whole thing? So it says, because by Hasina, everybody was there as one. And that's so powerful. And that's Dayenu. That's a big point. So when you sing and you bring sympathy, and you know, some performers, they just sing in front of the crowd and everybody just, you know, listens. And but you inspire, and every time you sing, you make sure, and everybody wants to be part of it. Everybody joins together.
Yeah. It's all about listening to the right music. It's all about connecting yourself to the long history of Jewish, real Jewish nigunim. That's the way it happens. It doesn't just happen. You gotta connect yourself. You gotta be well aware and familiar with, you know, the way
where we're coming from.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
When you connect to the
Shadish. I had a word. It says, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. What does it mean? It's either Chadesh, new, or it's Kekedem, it's old. What's Pshat? The Ischachos of a Yid is the only one he connects himself to Kedem. Then he can be Mechadesh further. So this nigga might be new, Chadesh, but its roots are Kekedem, trying to continue the Derech of Emes the Kedush.
You just said something really deep. Because a lot of composers sometimes really, when they compose a song, they're trying to look for something different.
Yeah.
Something that is like in a, like really, and those songs usually don't catch as well. People listen to it, they can enjoy it, but it's not a
song. 2 months later, it's
really,
the next one.
Yeah, they don't really connect and get the crowd to sing it again and again. A song that's easy to catch and the crowd could get it easily, it's probably because they're familiar already with the way the song works, because this is Jewish music.
Yes.
And when you connect
I might
to
not be, I mean, I don't, if people ask me, where are you from, saying Chassidus, this, that, I'm all over the place, Baruch Hashem, in a good way. But there's definitely no question that we were speaking about Chabad Nigunim before, that there's, if there's anything, there's any music, Nigunim, I don't like calling it music, it's like, if there's any like Nigunim that just take you like Bal Karcha, they just take, grab your hand, they just pull you in. It's Lubavitcher Nigunim. I'm connected big time to that.
We're going to do something Chabad.
Yes. Fast or slow? Which one do you want?
Whatever your heart is telling you right now. You know, sometimes Chabad itself, we don't appreciate what we have, but this is actually one of the very strong tools that Chabad has. We have the Chassidus that we have. And then the neshama, the soul that's behind everything, is actually the nigun. And sometimes you could learn Chassidus and you don't understand the Maimer or the Sicha that you're learning.
Absolutely.
A Nigun really sometimes could just bring it home. What a Nigun could do without words is far more than anything else.
Say בנפשי חמדה ובצל ידך לדעת כל רסוידך יא 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 בנפשי חמדה ובצל ידך
watching, join us please. Ni di da 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 ni di da da ye da 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 ya ha ya ya ha ya 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 da 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 do ni da
This is amazing because you should know that this is an inside thing, you know. A lot of Chabad Chevra and Lubavitches, when they hear a Nigun, especially a Chabad Nigun, they're very particular how it's sung, that it should be a certain way, it has to be Bidiyuk. And the way you sang it, you actually sang it in a Kumsit style, which I think, especially for this generation, the Nigun, when you keep it the Nigun the way it is, like we did, you know, the original Nigun,
I mean, you have to be really talented to, like, mess this nigga up, no. You know?
But you really brought it home. No, you really brought it home because you did it in a Kumsit style, which is amazing because that's really... We don't know, actually, the way the nigga was sung years ago. We don't know in which style. Some people say it's supposed to be slower, more fadveket. It depends if you're sitting by a farbringen or you're... It really depends where you're singing this nigga. But I believe that if you're in the Kumsitz and if you're in this kind of setting, it's perfect that you brought the sneaking into this style. So, thank you for that.
I told you, do it fast.
We could. What key would you want to do?
G minor. This, you know, sometimes Nigunim, like, they I mean, I know this for a long time, but it's, like, stuck in my head for, like, months already. Everywhere I go, I've been singing this Nigun. Ding 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 ay 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 bechovah vashevem chavasi yisi halei vayisha leyaylam bechovah Hashem chasi yisi leyaylam bechovah Hashem chasi yisi leyaylam
Misha, Lele Yawaila.
Hey!
Lai la da, lai, lai la da da. Hi la da da. Hey, ay, ay, ay. Hi da da dee, lai, hi da da dee. Hi da da dee. Hey, ay, ay, ay. Hi, ay, ay. Did it in lay lai.
No, it's interesting because this niggin, actually, I don't think it started in Chabad. Exactly, so...
But don't tell anybody, though. People are gonna
know. No, the truth is, we know. But this song, actually, it's Yiralf Nissen's coming up, so that's why I mentioned this, because it's actually, this niggin was made for the Rebbe's birthday when that was the Rebbe's kapitel. So they usually composed a tune or took a tune. In those days, they didn't compose a tune. They would just grab a tune from somewhere and put in the words. And that night, the Hasidim were dancing.
There's a video.
Yeah?
I don't know if that night, but there's a video.
And then they told the Rebbetzin, and the Rebbetzin was so happy
really?
To hear this, that the Hasidim were dancing with this because she liked this niggin. And I don't know who told her. I mean, obviously, you know, she finds out everything, what's going on in 770. But she was so happy to hear that, the same way you were saying that, you like the niggin is in your head, you can't. Exactly, the Chassidim were singing this niggin again and again and again the whole night, and that's it. And it's an amazing, powerful words, B'cha Hashem Chassisi, you know? Okay, on to the next.
Niggin. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And what do you think? You just composed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chadish Imenu Keketim.
Exactly.
Schatches.
This niggin I composed with my brother Shlomo. The first part, at least, on my porch, like 6-7 months ago. And this other high part. Couple days ago. You gotta wait. Sabenu mitu vecha. Sabenu mitu vecha. Vesamcheinu. Samcheinu b'yeshusecha. Sabenu mitu vecha. Sabenu mitu vecha. Vesamcheinu, samcheinu b'yeshusecha. One more time, the little part together with me. Sabenu mitu vecha. Sabenu. Oh,
Everyone join me, I am a tire. I live by you know. I live by the family. I am a tire. Sabenu mituvecha, I am besamchenu, besamchenu b'yeshusach. Sabenu mituvecha, sabenu mituvecha. Samachenu, Samachenu, Tuvecha, Sabenu, Tuvecha.
Happening with it?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Davening. Davening.
Davening. This is Zeh Shel Mitzvah. When you see a singer
so
involved.
Do you have a napkin Shel Mitzvah
so
too?
We have. But it's you should know it's really you should know Zeh Shel Mitzvah. It's not a pasha d'zach. It takes away. It
cleans.
Wipes away. A lot of unwanted things. So. If you're ever working, you're doing mitzvah and it's tough, and you think, why in the world? It's so difficult. And it's, no,
those words, Sabeinu mituvecha. Sabeinu milashon sviya, to have, usually means parnasa, right? To have a sviya, to have. So everyone has to go work. Everyone has to make a living to bring home bread to the family. Absolutely. But the tefillah is that Sabeinu, meaning give us parnasa in this world, but only mituvecha, only from bringing toiv into this world. Whether it's a doctor, lawyer, musician, this, that, whatever it is, but as long as it's mituvecha, as long as it's bringing good into the world, that's what I want parnasa. I don't want parnasa, I mean, wow. I don't want anything in the way of bringing chas v'shalom, the opposite of toiv, into the world. So that's the tefillah. Wow. That can only happen v'tayir lebein lo v'chabemes.
And Hashem knows what's called toiv. It should be tuvecha, and yeah, Hashem's
tuvecha, his toiv, not my toiv. My toiv, you don't want to mess with that. You don't want to go there. Baruch Hashem, but it's good.
Well, let's see if we have any other requests here.
All right.
Barchevenu avinu kulanu keyechon kulavavanu
What's one of your favorite Chabad Niguna? Let's do that. Wow. I know, it's like a not fair question. You know, someone once asked me, what's your favorite Nigun that you composed? I said, that's like asking me which child I love most.
Exactly.
So they answered me, okay, and no? That's a joke. let me hear from you a little bit.
There's so many. So the truth is, there's the most important, the deepest nigunim are the ones from the Rebbe. So the Rebbe composed, or at least taught us, different nigunim, and those are so special because it brings us back to the times that when the Rebbe taught us those nigunim. The Alter Rebbe has many nigunim. Each Rebbe has their nigun that they're known for, that the Chassidim sang in that time. And that's one.
Two notes.
And another one is Keliato. It's actually very known. There's a whole bunch that I know that are not so known here. So
which ones are not
some
known?
Some of them are really, really slow and like, really, really, it could take you to places. That's another one,
Really?
Yeah.
You
want to
do it?
Yeah, sure.
Is there a mikveh here?
You're on G minor?
I don't know. It's Motzei Shabbos. I don't know if my voice can handle this one. Let's do D minor. You do the low part, I'll do the high part.
I'm actually impressed that you know this nigga. I thought, you know, maybe Fried should do this nigga, you know, to actually...
He did?
Yeah.
That's where I learned it from, I think, the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Avinu Malkeinu album, track
maybe
number 6.
To me,
but
I don't, actually put
not obsessed
it in
with
there.
It. Don't. Is it track 6? I think it's track 6.
Yeah.
Watching,
you put it down like
you have to learn these nigunim. If you don't know them, this is Yiddishkeit. This is it. There's no games, no nothing. This is it. These types of nigunim are what's going to bring Mashiach closer. There's no question. No question about it.
And when Mashiach comes, you know, all the chassidim are going to be going together. You're going to be together with the Lubavitchers, with the Chabad group. You're definitely in.
I'm there. You know, thank because, you for the
no,
tickets.
Really, because it's the neshama that counts, and that's. You know, where your heart is, that's where you are.
And a percussion solo. Here we go.
Yes, Shell. Put it out.
Hey, hey. 1, 2, 3. Line, line, dang, 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 line, 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 line. Hey. Ay, 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 hey, line, line, line. Okay. No.
You know, it says, we said this once on the show, but it's worth saying it again. That Advat Torah, when somebody says, you know, gives over Advat Torah, and then the whole house becomes lichtig. But a Chassidish Anigin, the whole Sviva.
The whole block.
Yeah.
The whole neighborhood.
The whole neighborhood becomes lichtig. And there's a reason why. Even if they didn't hear the Nigin.
Absolutely.
But it's...
I see it everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. I'm playing at... We have a band. We play a lot of Chassanas. A lot of Chassanas.
Baruch Hashem. Ken Yirbu.
Amen!
For them and for us.
And yes, absolutely. And you see, when you play these type of nigunim, when you play like the real, like geshmaka, it doesn't matter who you are, litvak, chassid, not from, whatever it is, the dancing resembles what the nigun does to that person. You dance differently. It's not the same dancing. It's not the same nigun. You don't find yourself like trying to like impress. You don't find yourself trying to like make a matzav, you know, as people like to say. Just want to be like Yiddish, you know. Just want to be a Yid. That's it. That's the way. That's why these nigunim are very dear to me, and I hope to continue with these types of nigunim. It's the only thing that's going to save the world.
You hear this?
Yes. Listen.
This is somebody that could do this for real, you know. And it's amazing that you say this, because people always request. They say, "Oh, I want my wedding to be like this. Or I want it to be like that." And the truth is, yes, if you choose the type of music and you have, of course, the right band, like Eitan. So what happens is when you play the music the real way, people connect in a real way. And the achdus that you see, they're all dancing together, number one.
And people also think, yeah. And this, I'm sure you'll agree to this, that you think that in order to have something like Herzig or like soul stirring, it has to be sit down, slow, with like a candle. You can be dancing up a storm and connecting to Hashem every second of it.
Yeah, like this thing we just did.
Exactly, exactly.
That was perfect.
Exactly.
That's a great example. It's amazing. When I hear the crowd sing like that, you should know. I just want to say this one. I'm going to start in a second. When the crowd is actually in this kind of, when you feel that connection and everybody's just singing again. What usually I do this sometimes. You should try this also. I take down volume of the band. I put it down lower and lower and lower, until the people are singing. Everybody sings, and they're singing louder than my music. The only problem is then you have to try, when you want to change it, then again, you have to like put up the volume again. But that's like the moment that I say, this is why I do what I'm doing. You know, when you connect in such a way that everybody just sings, and sometimes you don't even need to sing anymore. Everybody else is singing. Everybody's, you know, taking over. You're just providing the chords and some of the melody, you know, you're playing, and everybody already took over. So if your wedding was one of those, then those are the best weddings. It's the best way to start your life.
Hai vie bebe neinu sirena, hai sirena malchusecha. Hai vie bebe neinu sirena, sirena malchusecha. Hai kada. Together,
Wow. When you sing, the world stops. You know, when a Talmud Chacham, they say Talmud Chacham are like Shabbos, because when they learn, everything stops. When you sing, it's the same thing. When you sing, you just start any song, a slow song, a fast song, everything stops.
Halavai, for many more years to come.
What else you got up your sleeve? We got a lot of requests, but...
Really?
Yeah, but I like the requests that are more tzimzach, you know. No, because we did a lot, Baruch Hashem.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Rava.
Yeah.
Baruch. Baruch. Yeah. Okay. This is a niggun that Baruch Hashem. It's an old one. By old, I mean 10 years, maybe. Ba bam 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 bye 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 I la 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 ha ra ra la 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 ay 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 behave the love in a time and a sad la no tire us MS ay 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 la my not to be.
everybody. Hi, 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 hi.
Amazing about this song, you take the words and you push it, make the words shine.
That's the message. Amazing. That's what you're hearing from it. Then yeah. Baruch Hashem. Yeah.
But for real, when you hear a song and all of a sudden you hear the words and it, all of a sudden it's like coming at you and you really really get it. It hits home. That's how you know it's a good song. Wow. Could we do one more before we close? Another thing is that when a singer sings, you know, they think they're performing in front of everybody. Sometimes you feel like you're inspiring everybody, you're teaching everybody, and you're living the words with everybody. And that's what I think. That's what brings achdus to Am Yisrael. That's what brings simcha to people. When you're not just there, you're there with everybody, and that's when everybody feels like they could connect. They could sing along, and they have what to add. And that's amazing. And also when it's a simple song, like you said, it's a Jewish song, people could catch it right away and they could join. Yeah. They could, you know,
absolutely.
Get right in there.
I hope everyone at home is singing along, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm singing along and this
getting
is
getting ready for Yom Tov, or you're just hanging out, whatever. It's,
Okay, here we go.
You know how it is. You have like 3,000 songs in your head all day and all day, all night. Yeah. Then when you ask to sing something, you just can't think of anything.
Huh? I think it's usually the crowd tells us what's next. You know, when you're at a wedding, you can tell what the crowd needs next.
Let's get ready for Pesach a little bit, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, cabinet!
Lot of energy. Thank you so much, everybody watching on COL Live, Gruntig, Yeshiva World, Vasuz Nayis, Matzah.com, Jewish Titbits, Only Simchas, Kikar HaShabbat, Tudah L'Kol HaTzofim, Shiyeh Lechem Shavu HaTov, Pesach, Kasher V'Sameach, and all the ones on YouTube, thank you for watching. The ones on Facebook, thank you for watching, sharing, and liking my page for those who did, and liking Eitan Katz's page. Yeah. Guys, write on the comments, write amazing, 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 write how good Eitan is. No, seriously, it's... I have no words.
Baruch Hashem.
Words, because this is
happy
like,
we did this.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
So in a couple of months...